Cynthia Stimple was the SAA whistleblower, and she joins us this morning. Cynthia, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. I'm well, thank you. And thanks for having me on your show.
It is a great pleasure. South Africa, I believe, owes a tremendous, tremendous debt to people like yourselves who were prepared to step forward knowing somewhat of what they were going to deal with. So I think the first question that I would like to understand is, could you imagine the journey that you were going to be taking when you step forward as a whistleblower?
No, not at all. When I whistle blew, I thought that the powers that be that I whistle blew to would take action and that my job would be retained because I'm following procedures and policies and I'm doing the right thing. Yes, I did. There was a risk and we debated it with my family that there was a great opportunity, that I would lose, I want opportunity, but there's a great risk that I would lose my job.
Mm.
However, we thought if I did the right thing, the people like National Treasury would be able to stop it and life would continue. But unfortunately, that did not happen.
Which of course begs the question, why aren't we protecting the people that I believe have done so much to halt or to try and halt the corruption where they see it?
Exactly, and I agree with you there, is that whistleblowers are taking personal risk, firstly. Secondly, they are standing up for right and doing their duty. They are most loyal to the organization. When I whistleblew, and before I even did, I spoke to colleagues, I spoke to staff members and saying to them, we do know that what's happening right now is wrong. Let's stand up as a group. Their words to me was, we need our jobs. And for me is, that's where our problem is, that we realize once you stand up for the truth, you're going to be victimized, you're going to be retaliated against, and hence you lose your job. Mm. The question you asked then was, why then are you not truly protected, and should we not have protected it, staff members or people that have stood up for the truth? Is that our legislation doesn't cover it that well, and those that are in power will use every means to retaliate against the person, putting in false claims, false charges, false accusations.
Right, because the best protection is to completely discredit you. If you discredit the whistleblower, then there's and show an agenda or show some reason other than the truth that they're standing up for, well, then they've won, haven't they?
Yes. Indeed. And so and you spend all your time defending yourself instead. And this is how it works. It's currently working right now in PRASA. And even though yesterday and the day before the president was at Zondo Commission testifying, when asked questions around PRASA, he put the blame right back at the chairperson of the PRASA, the then PRASA board. And yesterday he made an assertion that they were going to help whistleblowers. But, I mean, it starts with the law. It starts with everybody doing their part. And if one looks at the Constitution, Section 1995, every minister, every person involved in government has to do the right thing. So if they're not doing it and we're standing up and telling them they're not doing it right, they use their force against us.
Mm. Do you regret stepping forward in terms of the personal cost?
No, I don't regret. Reason being that I have my integrity intact. I stood by my own personal values and principles, and I would do it again. Yes, there is the great personal cost to it, but no. I managed to, through my perseverance, I managed to firstly speak out, but continue with working with lawyers to stop the transaction. And hence SAA couldn't pay the funds because they had to cancel that contract and save the organization and the country the amount of almost a quarter of a billion. So no, I do not regret it at all.
Which is incredible. So what would you like to see as protection for people in your position?
Thanks for that question. What I'd like to see is that people do truly get protected, that there should not be the victimization and the retaliation against any staff member or any person, even in the country, who witnesses something and wants to speak out. The current PDA, the Protected Disclosures Act, it only covers people in places of employment. But if you were walking past and saw someone stealing, for instance, Eskom cables, you should be protected if you spoke out about it, you know. So partly, firstly, is that I'd like to see them truly protected. Secondly, not victimized. Thirdly, they should be compensated for any losses that they had to suffer through paying lawyer legal fees or whatever else they would suffer. Fourthly, there shouldn't be a detriment to their jobs. They should not be losing the positions of work wherever they are. And if there is any suffering from a mental health, physical health perspective, that the state or there should be an organization to cover it. So there's quite a holistic view of how to protect the whistleblower. It's not just speaking out and you're left alone. You are also ostracized from your community or your staff or your workplace. And where to from there, you know, and that has the mental impact on the person. So it's quite broad and we need to look at it in a holistic manner. The other thing is once we have a solid protection legislation for whistleblower, more people would feel safe to speak out, because we need to be able to speak out in a safe environment without stigmatization. And this currently is also not happening. And hence you can see with the recent looting that has happened, if it was safe, people would have spoken out even before it happened and would have said, this is going to go down. You know, and they know, but they're sitting quietly wherever they are, so afraid. And we should not allow this to happen. Thank you.
Yeah, in terms of your colleagues, the ones that you spoke about earlier saying, let's step forward, what was their reaction to you after you stepped forward? Because I would imagine they must have felt a little uncomfortable in terms of maybe guilt, maybe what you had been going through, which sometimes translates into all the wrong things demonizing you. I'm not saying that they did. I'm just curious because it's such an interesting study about human nature.
No, you hit the nail on the head there. It's exactly that. So the people I spoke to at the time and their reasons were to protect their jobs, they rather went silent. And hearsay afterwards was that they said, no, I intended to do the right thing. And they sided with the company that I committed misconduct, you see. Mm-hmm. They were very silent, did not speak to me. And that's where your ostracization comes in, because no one then communicates with you. Not one of them even said, are you okay? We're concerned. Are
amazing
you coping?
That. But that's just like human nature. We have to. You have to. It's cognitive dissonance. You've got to sort of shove that person away, demonize that person, because otherwise it reflects so badly on you and your lack of moral courage as a person who did that. Fascinating. Mark says, one of our listeners, please tell your guest, South Africa salutes her for doing what is morally correct. And, I think to some extent, I'm using the word simple, but it's simple at this juncture. I can't imagine the turmoil, the difficulty, the angst, the trauma that you went through from trying to make the decision all the way through to where you are today. And I do echo what Mark and our listeners are saying, is that we do salute you, because I don't know where we would be as a country without the media, without whistleblowers, and without our constitutional court. And with those three pillars, I think, have been instrumental in at least bringing this corruption and this terrible situation to light. So well done to you, and all the strength to you. Cynthia Stimple, she was the SAA, or is the SAA whistleblower, joining us this morning.